The Wonder Trade option in Pokemon X and Y is a killer concept. I mean, get a Pokemon from somebody that you don't know and fill up your Pokedex. Sounds pretty cool. It's kind of like when you were a little kid and you'd go to the comic book store and they'd have the grab bag for like a buck. You'd get like four comics and a pack of cards and you'd have no idea what you were going to get. And then you opened up the bag and most of the time it was crap. And you were mad. But you only spent a dollar, so what's the big deal? Well, Pokemon requires a lot of time and energy, and gamers deserve more of a reward for their time spent. There's no reason why you have to make 40, 50 Wonder Trades to get a decent Pokemon. With users flooding the thing with low-level common Pokemon, even the starters after a while, the game's elusive three starters, and even the three starters from the Gen 1 games become rather mundane. Getting a Charizard the first couple of days that you're playing the game, after you pick Bulbasaur, that's cool. After a month, yeah. So what needs to be done to fix this? Simple. Like the GTS, you can pick the type of Pokemon that you want. But the only restrictions that you would put on is what level, and you would be able to exclude certain Pokemon. So let's just say you know you want a Pokemon over level 30, but you don't want a Pidgey, and you don't want an Eevee, and you don't want like any of the starters. Having more options in the Wonder Trade system would allow you to do that and would help you fill up your Pokedex faster. That's definitely an improvement over what they have now, and it's something that would be great for the next game in a couple of years. Because let's just be fair here. Nobody wants to sit back and trade decent Pokemon and get garbage back. It's happened to me countless times where I'm like, you know what? Let me breed some Pokemon. Let me breed some good Pokemon, level them up a little bit, and put them in Wonder Trade, and then see what I get back. And, you know, trading, you know, final evolutions of dragon Pokemon, of good dragon Pokemon. You know, I even put, you know, a couple of pretty damn good Pokemon that you needed stones to evolve. You know, Poliwrath, and, you know, I even put an Ampharos on there just to see. And, you know, you get a Caterpie back, or you get a Pidove, or you just get crap back. And it makes you not want to do it anymore. I mean, a couple of times, I've been really surprised what I've gotten back. But I would say of the 200 or so Wonder Trades that I've completed, more often than not, I've been dissatisfied at the end result. At the end of the day, Nintendo wants some type of retention. They want to keep users on the server for as long as possible. They want to keep people playing the game for as long as possible. So being able to get more out of this option would only keep people on the game longer. It makes sense. So while the Wonder Trade system isn't exactly broken, it could definitely be improved.